Before the Record. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. on BFF.fm or subscribe to the podcast at ForTheRecordPodcast.com. This week, we're departing from our normal format of talking about one album in depth, and instead we're going through and discussing our favorite discoveries from this year's South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas, which takes place in about the middle of March. So the first band we'll talk about that we really liked, especially their live act, is Gang of Youths from Australia, and this song is called Let Me Down Easy. Want someone to want you for who you are. I want someone to try to let me down easy, easy tonight. Easy, easy tonight. Honey, it's no secret that what matters is the heart. Unreserved, I'm irrational and rarely ever start. Since the world's dark and often inhumane, relish our condition, come drinking in the rain. Cause you remember when, after Paris, we all decided the best way to fight it was drink wine, dance, heal and pray, and make love that lasts with a vengeance. So you can join the cowards all aboard the outrage train, and you can stay afraid or slit the throat of fear and be brave. And scratch a little edge till you're moving like a motherfucker up in this bitch. You wanted to fight for a cause, then go out and fall in love. Don't stop, don't stop believing in truth and grace and agreements. You want someone to want you for who you are. I want someone to try to let me down easy. So this is a band where, you know, part of my process for doing the planning for South by every year is to listen to the 2,000 or so artists who are going to be performing and quickly go through one song for each of them that's on the South by playlist and then narrow that down further by the ones that seem interesting, you know, listening to a few songs from each band and then eventually narrow it down to about 200 bands that go on our schedule that we'll want to try and see. We usually get to about 100 of them in the course of 6 days. But Gang of Youths is one that didn't seem that impressive to me on record, but then we saw their live performance and wow, they are just, their front man is so, he's got this mane of hair and he's kind of beefy and he's just very charismatic and he's jumping around on the monitors and things and he's a very charismatic performer.
Yeah, I think one of the moments that really charmed me was, I think a person was taking video or pictures of him and he just grabbed the camera and just held it up to the audience and then gave it back to the guy. Didn't mess with it, wasn't upset. It was this joyful moment. Like, hey, you're enjoying taking this picture of me. I'm going to share in that joy and share it with the entire audience. And it was... In a lesser performer's hands, it would have seemed so calculated, but it's felt so genuine. And that's just the thing flowing through their music, is it feels so earnest. And they clearly have a sense of humor about themselves that I think they, even one of the lyrics in this, you like songs with good lyrics, and it's sort of like implying that this isn't one of them, but that's what they're trying to do.
And they just have, they have this big arena sound. Like, they're real, it's very ambitious. And even just seeing them perform, you know, the first time, we saw them twice. First time was in the back patio of the Black Heart, which is a pretty small stage, and there were probably 200 people there.
Yeah.
But they played it like they were playing to a huge arena.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they
really
just gave it everything.
It. And the sound here, one of the things that I think that's interesting is that you can really get a good sense of this guy's voice, and then that keyboard, you hear just a little bit of it. And what I love is that this, the frontman is so animated, and then the keyboard is just completely in this zone of not really moving and just almost like scientific, and yet his playing is just as energetic and warm as the singing. Weirdly, this song feels completely full, even though it's lacking the guitarist. They have a fantastic guitarist who can do a number of styles. He also has a ridiculous pedal board and a flying V guitar. And I just thought, like, seriously, I wanted to hate him. And then he started playing, and he's just so talented and is able to do so many different styles, whereas sometimes he sounds very much like a modern kind of punk indie band. There's one song where they totally sound like Bloc Party.